We also used to play cards. Now, when we'd play cards, there was a lot of bigger lads also in the area, and they used to play cards on our patch, which at times was very awkward. But it was a game called Fat, I think, but then they called it Fat. And there were names like the Big Don and the Small Don. Now, to me, looking at them playing the cards, I hadn't a clue what it was all about. But fellows were given little signs and pointing to the heart to the guy opposite him, who obviously was a partner, to donate that it was a heart suit that your man was doing it. Or if they had a ring, he'd point to his finger. That was a diamond. And that let them know that it was a diamond that they were playing. And this used to go on. And we had another game, of course, was pitch and toss. Well, that was easy enough, the pitch and toss, because you had a little bit of wood and they called it a feck. And you put a coin on that, you threw it up in the air, and then it was either you bet heads or halves. And that's the way you played that game. But there was a follow-up to that, that in the Phoenix Park, they used to have these pitch and toss schools. But there was money involved there. And an American visitor who was up there one time saw this big school and watched these coins being thrown in the air. And he always thought afterwards, when he saw this, he thought that the Irish were very holy, because when the coin was thrown up into the air and came down a head or a half, it all, some of them would say, "Oh, Jesus." And he all thought that this was a little part of the religious practice on Sunday mornings in the Phoenix Park, instead of which it was a game called pitch and toss. Course, the day that we looked forward to mostly was Fridays, because that was pay night for me, and it was also pay night for my father. And I used to wait at the end of Fairview Avenue, where we lived, waiting for my father to come along, and he would give me sixpence, which was a lot of money at the time. And we would go off and buy sweets and things like that. And then there were other occasions when I would be waiting too long and I would have to abandon it, because my father used to go in for a little drink in Gaffney's pub in Fairview. And then the one he would start with ended up with five or six or seven more. So it was a very late in the night when my father would arrive home, mug galore in every sense of the word. But that was a good time for us as well, because you could buy a lot of things for a small amount of money. Like you get NKMs, 10 a penny, which were great. And we had a little chocolate bar and other little things that came very, very cheaply for the money you were paying for it. And we used to get that in Mulligan's in Fairview. And if you wanted Commie Cuts, or you wanted the Hotspur, the Rover, or the Beano, all those were down in Larry Gogan's shop at the end of Fairview Avenue, and they used to sell all those particular papers. So there were other things as well, that Sunday morning was a great experience for the family, because we had an old army. At least he was a British army. He was joined the during the war in 1914, he joined the British army. But he appeared on a Sunday morning on Fairview Avenue, and he had an old trumpet. And he used to play this trumpet, and the only song he knew was Roses of Picardy. And I must confess that the man who wrote the song Roses of Picardy would never have believed it was the worst playing of any particular song that ever was. But he and the people trying to sleep at about 8 o'clock on the Sunday mornings, and every time he rose, I remember my father roaring out, "The bloody bastard is back again." But he was very, very clever, that fella, because in spite of the bad music he played, every windows would open, they'd throw coins out to him, and he knew he was onto a good thing, so he would collect all the coins that were thrown from bedroom windows to get rid of them, and he used to fill his pocket, and then after a while he'd disappear. But of course he was back again the following Sunday.